Harper Audio presents Halloween Party by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Mrs. Ariadne Oliver had gone with the friend with whom she was staying, Judith Butler, to help with the preparations for a children's party, which was to take place that same evening. At the moment, it was a scene of chaotic activity. Energetic women came in and out of doors, moving chairs, small tables, flower vases, and carrying large quantities of yellow pumpkins, which they disposed strategically in selected spots. It was to be a Halloween party for invited guests, of an age group between 10 and 17 years old. Mrs. Oliver, removing herself from the main group, leant against a vacant background of wall and held up a large yellow pumpkin, looking at it critically. "The last time I saw one of these," she said, sweeping back her grey hair from her prominent forehead, "was in the United States last year. Hundreds of them, all over the house. I've never seen so many pumpkins. As a matter of fact," she added thoughtfully, "I've never really known the difference between a pumpkin and a vegetable marrow. What's this one?" "Sorry, dear," said Mrs. Butler, as she fell over her friend's feet. Mrs. Oliver pressed herself closer against the wall. "My fault," she said. "I'm standing about and getting in the way. But it was rather remarkable, seeing so many pumpkins, or vegetable marrows, whatever they are. They were everywhere, in the shops and in people's houses, with candles or nightlights inside them or strung up. Very interesting, really. But it wasn't for a Halloween party, it was Thanksgiving. Now, I've always associated pumpkins with Halloween, and that's the end of October. Thanksgiving comes much later, doesn't it? Isn't it November? About the third week in November? Anyway, here, Halloween is definitely the 31st of October, isn't it? First Halloween, then, what comes next? All Souls' Day? That's when in Paris you go to cemeteries and put flowers on graves. Not a sad sort of feast. I mean, all the children go, too, and enjoy themselves. You go to flower markets first and buy lots and lots of lovely flowers. Flowers never look so lovely as they do in Paris in the market there." A lot of busy women were falling over Mrs. Oliver occasionally, but they were not listening to her. They were all too busy with what they were doing. They consisted for the most part of mothers, one or two competent spinsters. There were useful teenagers, boys of 16 and 17, climbing up ladders or standing on chairs to put decorations, pumpkins or vegetable marrows or brightly coloured witch balls at a suitable elevation. Girls from 11 to 15 hung about in groups and giggled. "And after All Souls' Day and cemeteries," went on Mrs. Oliver, lowering her bulk onto the arm of a settee, "you have All Saints there, I think I'm right?" Nobody responded to this question. Mrs. Drake, a handsome middle-aged woman who was giving the party, made a pronouncement. "I'm not calling this a Halloween party, although, of course, it is one, really. I'm calling it the 11-plus party. It's that sort of age group. Mostly people who are leaving the Elms and going on to other schools."
"Oh, but that's not very accurate, Rowena, is it?" said Miss Whittaker, resetting her pince-nez on her nose disapprovingly. Miss Whittaker, as a local schoolteacher, was always firm on accuracy.
"Because we've abolished the 11-plus some time ago."
Mrs. Oliver rose from the settee apologetically.
"I haven't been making myself useful. I've just been sitting here saying silly things about pumpkins and vegetable marrows."
And resting my feet, she thought, with a slight pang of conscience, but without sufficient feeling of guilt to say it aloud.
"Now, what can I do next?" she asked, and added, "What lovely apples!"
Someone had just brought a large bowl of apples into the room. Mrs. Oliver was partial to apples.
"Lovely red ones," she added.
"They're not really very good," said Rowena Drake. "But they look nice and partified. That's for bobbing for apples. They're rather soft apples, so people will be able to get their teeth into them better. Take them into the library, will you, Beatrice? Bobbing for apples always makes a mess with the water slopping over, but that doesn't matter with the library carpet, it's so old. Oh, thank you, Joyce."
Joyce, a sturdy 13-year-old, seized the bowl of apples. Two rolled off it and stopped, as though arrested by a witch's wand, at Mrs. Oliver's feet.
"You like apples, don't you?" said Joyce. "I read you did. Or perhaps I heard it on the telly. You're the one who writes murder stories, aren't you?"
"Yes," said Mrs. Oliver.
"We ought to have made you do something connected with murders. Have a murder at the party tonight and make people solve it."
"No, thank you," said Mrs. Oliver. "Never again."
"What do you mean, never again?"
"Well, I did once, and it didn't turn out much of a success," said Mrs. Oliver.
"But you've written lots of books," said Joyce. "You make a lot of money out of them, don't you?"